what does every horse and rider do at the same time? Now, I'm trying to tell you a joke here, but I just want to clarify because my, you know, the words writer, like a book writer, and rider, like you're right, like riding on something, like riding a horse. Okay, they sound the same. So I just want to make it clear that I'm talking about the person who's riding the horse. So what does every horse and the person who's riding the horse do at the same time? Oh, I, yeah, I'm trying to tell a joke, but I'm terrible at telling jokes. But to end the joke, I just want to say that they both grow old at the same time. So that joke might not be funny depending on your age. Hi, my name is NCR. And welcome to another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, I'm glad to have you, and I hope you stay till the end. I wanted to open this episode with a joke about horses because horses make me think about freedom, or freedom makes me think about wild horses, I don't know. And then also, went horseback riding with a fellow staff members from Alaska Ranch. And yeah, just had some video footage of myself and some pictures of myself riding a horse, and I just wanted to use that. And so, like I was saying, yeah, you know, horses make me think about freedom. And so that's why, you know, that's probably why, you know, that's probably like a lame reason to pick a topic for a podcast episode. But that's why I picked the word freedom to be the key word for this episode. And so, you know, as you're listening to it, I just want you to think about freedom and what freedom is. And, you know, I believe that we're very free to choose things to, you know, to even, we're free to not choose God. We're free not to think about God. And the reason I'm talking about God is because this is a Christian podcast. And I know that, you know, it's easy, you know, as a podcaster, it'd be easy to pick topics like freedom and it'd be easy to not talk about God on my podcast. But I'm a Christian. I hope you know that, you know, listening to my podcast. And I want this to be a Christian podcast, and I want, you know, and I want, you know, like I've said before on my podcast, you know, I want to encourage you to think, but don't just think about anything. You know, it's easy to think about, well, it's, you know, it's easy to go through life and not think about God. And so I want you to think about God, and just spiritual related things as you're listening to this podcast. Cause yeah, like I said, I want you to think, and like the keyword for this episode is freedom and think about freedom, but think about it in relation to God. And I have a few more, because yeah, I mean, you're free to listen to this episode and not think about God, but, or I'm free to, you know, to do the Sunshine Podcast and not talk about God at all. But I do want to talk about God. You know, we're free to go, through life without thinking about God. But yeah, just want to encourage you to think about Him. And I have a few more thoughts about freedom and stuff that I want to share after the episode. But let's just dive into the episode, get to know my guest. Let's hear her thoughts about freedom. And then I'll come at you again after the episode. So shortly after I contacted you about being a guest on my podcast, you reacted to a funny Instagram story I did about, you know, a father-son retreat. And my first thoughts of the retreat was that every dad there only had one son. But there, you know, there was during that retreat, I noticed that there were some dads that had multiple sons. And yeah, there were some good dads there. And I saw one dad being fatherly to sons besides his own. So, you know, maybe I was being a little bit hard at first. And funny thing is, you weren't the only person to react to that Instagram story. The guest on the third episode of this season of the Sunshining Podcast also reacted to that same Instagram story. So, yeah, I'm the oldest of nine children. But this podcast isn't, this episode isn't about me. So how many siblings do you have?
So I have, I'm the oldest of nine children as well. But that is just as of September 8th. Before that, I was the oldest of five girls and pretty used to that. But in last January, my mom showed me, because I'm learning Spanish, I'm semi-fluent in it, and my mom showed me a video of some kids, because we'd already been pursuing adoption, and she was like, can you understand what these kids are saying? And I was like, No, the video's really windy, but I'm pretty sure these are the kids God's calling us to adopt. And my mom was like, four kids? No, that's not what we're gonna do. And I was like, let's pray about it. So we did. We prayed about it, and my dad was actually on board when he would. None of us would have expected him to immediately be on board, but he was on board a lot faster. And what is that? 9 months later, there are our kids. So yeah, I'm the oldest of nine.
That's cool. What is it like to have adopted siblings?
Well, as I've said, it's October and we've gotten in September, so I've only had them 1 month, and there's definitely more qualified people to answer this question. But it's been hard, honestly. It's been really hard on our family. All the biological siblings were going through, there's a level of grief because the whole family dynamic you're used to has completely been upended by people who don't even speak the same language as you. And these kids don't have a Christian foundation, which my parents have really heavily built into my family. So there's just, it's really hard to not view it as us against them, but we're working on viewing it as us against their past and what they've been through. Yeah.
That's cool. I've been in contact with you over the last few weeks of being a guest on my podcast, and you were on a trip somewhere. Where was that at?
We were in Colombia. We were in Colombia from September 3rd to September 30th, and that was the adoption process. That's where I've been the last month, and I haven't been quite as active on Instagram and stuff just because it's been a lot.
That's cool. So you just released your, is it your first book?
Yes, it's my first book.
Yeah, the house that didn't end.
Hopefully first of many.
I read that book and I really enjoyed it. Most of the story takes place in a house that seemingly never ends, and the only time that the characters come out of the house is near the end when the house self-destructs. What inspired you to write a story like that?
So it has a very funny backstory. I believe it was August 2019 that some of my friends and I were like, hey, we're bored and we're in the middle of high school, so we're not quite at a stage where we have to do anything with our lives yet. So let's do a short story contest. And so we would give each other prompts, and everybody would have to write a prompt, like it was like every week or so for a couple weeks. And one of the guys had a prompt that you had to include the word teacups and like a couple other things. And so that was what ended up, my short story ended up becoming the first chapter of The House That Didn't End. And the only reason The House That Didn't End came about was because halfway through the short story, I realized it was going to be a lot longer, and I did not feel like writing something longer at the time. So I just wrote like a paragraph to sum up what the rest of the story was and just stopped. And then in February of this year, what was it? I believe that was February of this year. I did a serial story on my blog, and I was trying to do 30 days of posting. So I went back through my old drafts and was like, is there anything I can work with here? Like anything to give me a little bit of break from having to write like a new writerly post every single day. And I found this one, and I was like, hey, it's not finished. Let me write a part two, which turned into part three, part four, all the way to part 11. And then people were like, this is really cool. You should publish it. And it was right at the time I started looking into indie publishing, because originally I had planned on traditionally publishing. But traditional publishers, like, well, it's kind of a scam, honestly. Like, I mean, if people don't believe me, I can show you my research. Like, it's a scam for a lot of authors. And so indie publishing just seemed much more logical of a path for me, who also is very creative and enjoys having more of a control over the process. So I decided to use The House That Didn't End to kind of start my indie journey and to see what would it be like to have control over publishing, all the cover design, the edits, all of that.
That's cool. So you've been writing for a few years then, like you've had a blog for a few years?
I believe I wrote my first little chapter book when I was like four. But officially writing, which I would say writing on like books on a computer, that probably started when I was 12, so about 5.5 years ago.
That's cool. I know I have a lot of authors on my podcast, and I don't know how many authors are maybe listening to my podcast, but maybe you could talk a little bit more about your self-publishing journey, I guess, and maybe what company or how you self-publish.
As I said, I had researched and realized that authors have to put in a lot more work than they're getting paid for when they're going through traditionally publishing. I was like, hey, I want to make money off my career, not have to be a starving artist. So I pretty much just started researching. I have several indie published friends, and so I got information from them. And what it looked like was, I finished the book in maybe mid-March and then set it aside for a month and came back and edited it, self-edited the whole thing. And then I had already been in contact with Angela R. Watts as an editor and Fantastical Ink as my cover designer. And so we scheduled like the time slots a few months in advance for them. So I did my self-editing and then sent it to Angela Watts for a developmental edit, which looking back, I'm not sure I really needed the developmental edit as much, or at least wasn't necessarily worth the cost of it. But it's fine. Like I learned from it because it's expensive. It's self-publishing is very expensive. And so then I got the edits back from her and spent a little bit more time editing. And then Fantastical Ink sent me the cover design, and they'd made it more a little bit more purpley than I had wanted it. And so I asked them to change the background to a little more blue. They did that. I had bought my ISBN numbers, so that. And then my mom is actually, she's not a professional editor, but she's definitely good at editing because she's been editing papers for all of her children for years. So I was like, decided to cut costs a little bit and have her do my line edits, which she did, and she did a really good job on them. And so then I self-formatted it because I'm pretty good with like computer type of stuff. And I spent way too long doing that, but I know how to do it now. So I'm gonna do it correctly with the Reflections, which is my next book. And then Ingram Spark is what I use to print my books. So I just had to upload the correct documents into it, upload the cover, and upload the ISBN number, and you have to pay to upload all of those, which is kind of annoying, but like understandable. So yeah, and then you press submit and they approve everything, and then your book is for sale.
So overall, how much did it cost?
For The House That Didn't End, it ended up costing about $700 to $800. And then for The Reflections, which is my next book, which is releasing this coming spring, which is a full-length novel, so that's got more words, which means editing prices are higher. That's going to be about 1.4K US dollars.
So with that money, do you get any copies of your book? Like,
No, I have to pay for the copies of my book to be printed and sold. I don't have to pay I'm not having to. So if you bought the book, I believe, for like $7, $8, which unfortunately prices have had to go up since then because Ingram Sparks raising their printing prices. But I can buy it for $3, and so I'm not making any profit off of buying it for $3. And that's just printing and shipping.
Would you say it was worth it to put in the time and effort and the money and to publish your book?
I would say that I would say yes, because of how much I learned from it. It wasn't necessarily like it was almost my own class, like a self-taught class to learn how to publish a book, rather than a. So I feel like some of the money I put towards it was almost paying for the learning experience. So yeah, I would say learning how to do all of that was worth the time and most of the money. And the people I worked with were great. Anything financial wise was just me miscalculating on what I needed to spend money on, what I didn't need to spend money on. Angela Watts and Fantastical Inc. are both amazing, and they were super easy to work with and super great. And I'm planning on using I'm using Angela Watts actually for editing on my next book.
So, but yeah, back to your book. Could you share like the main theme or message from your book?
So there's three different points of views, and because there's three main characters in the book. And I would say the most impactful point of view is probably Jackson, because he's got the most chapters because it switches off halfway through the book between Hecate and Lai. And I would say for like his message is that what people say you are and what you are, what the world says you are does not define you. So without going into too many spoilers, he comes from a background that would basically have tried to dictate his fate kind of as like a villain. Like he should have been bad, but he ends up choosing to be good. He doesn't have to embrace kind of the darkness inside of him, and this allows him to end up essentially saving the world. So yeah, what you should be isn't technically, like what you should be doesn't have to be what you are. Your past should not define you.
So that was for him, and then for the I don't know how to pronounce the girl's name.
Lie.
Okay.
Lie, she has to learn. So, whereas Jackson's story often focuses on the past, Lie's focuses on the future because the whole reason she's in the house is because she wants to win a scavenger hunt and win money to start an art business so she doesn't have to go to college. So her story is she ends up by the end of the book, it's made apparent she's not going to be able to live a normal life anymore. And she's not, her dreams aren't going to be necessarily what she originally imagined. So her basically what she has to learn and her takeaway is more of a just because what you thought was going to happen, doesn't mean that everything is has gone wrong. It doesn't mean like it's hopeless and there's no good future.
So I don't know about you, but just that theme, whatever, it makes me think about freedom, or either that or freedom was already on my mind. But freedom, the word freedom is the key word for this episode. And so I'll just ask you some questions about freedom. The theme that messaged from your book about home. The life you're born into does not define you and stuff, and you're free. Maybe you're not free to choose the things that happen to you, but you're free to choose how you react to them. So I just want to ask, when you hear the word freedom, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
So the thing is, I've been raised in the US, so eagles, bald eagles. But like besides that, I generally think of like freedom in Christ and freedom to not be held back by your sins and the mistakes that you've made. And then freedom that when you do continue to make mistakes, because even if we are Christians, we're still sinners, we have freedom to not feel condemnation because we've been forgiven.
Is freedom a right we have, or do we deserve freedom?
No, I don't think we deserve freedom, but it is a privilege that in a physical sense, it's a privilege I have because of where I live. And I want to use that wisely. And then spiritually, no, nobody deserves freedom. We're all sinners and we should all be condemned to hell. But Jesus has come and saved. He died for our sins and he saved some of us. And so we have been bought with his blood. And so those who are Christians are free through Christ.
You're probably the youngest person I've got, or the youngest guest I've had on my podcast to date, which I want to have a few more young people on my podcast. And I hope there's a lot of young people listening to this podcast. And one thing I think a lot of young people have is the desire to be free and independent. So I don't know if that's a desire you have or not, to be free and independent, but I was just wondering, what are your thoughts on that?
I definitely do. Like I want to go to university out of state because I know I need to be not in a situation where I can just go back to my parents if something's wrong. Like to learn to be an adult and to learn to have that independence, you can't have a crutch. Like I mean, some people can definitely live near their parents and be perfectly fine, but I know my temptation would be like, oh, something's wrong. I'm gonna go back to mom and dad, and that's not gonna be what's necessarily most helpful to learn to be a full-fledged adult. So my thoughts on teenagers seeking freedom. I think freedom doesn't necessarily mean you have to like run away and push everyone away, which I feel like can be a temptation, especially in our culture. It's like, I'm free, I'm independent, I don't need anyone. And you can be free without and like experience the freedoms of adult life without pushing everyone away and just saying you don't need anyone. And you can have independence without being alone. So I think that's something important to remember. Like humans were not made to be alone. Like God in Genesis, like he made Eve because Adam should not have been alone. And even in a non-romantic sense, like people need other people. So yeah.
I don't know how much you want to go down this road here, but another question I have is what are your thoughts on predestination versus free will?
We can go down this road. I would believe in predestination, and that's not to say I think free will is necessarily wrong. I just think that the Bible, for the most part, points towards predestination. Just there, I feel like there's some very specific instances that point towards predestination, but I could be wrong. Like I'm very willing to admit, since it's not something that's like if I believe in predestination and I'm wrong, I'll go to hell. I could be wrong. I believe that if you're a Christian and you believe that Jesus is God and died and raised rose from the dead, and is yeah, I like that's what makes Christianity. I don't think free will versus predestination is necessarily the most important thing, but personally, I would say that predestination seems to be more supported by the Bible.
I'm of the opinion that we have free will, I guess, we're free to choose God, right? Rather than it's predetermined that we're going to choose God.
I think because like God is the author, and he's the author of the history and future of the world. And so as an author, I have a plan for my characters. I know how the story's going to end for the most part. I'm not God, I'm not perfect, so I don't know all the time. But generally, I have a plan for my characters. I know how the story's going to end, and I know how it's going to go, even when it's in the middle of being written. So, and I have characters that I know are going to die and I know are going to become Christians, like in my books. So, if God's the author, he already knows and he's already determined the story and the outcome. And that's not to say that we should not continue. And I know people argue against predestination because a lot of people who believe in predestination will use it as an excuse to not go evangelize. But just because God's determined that someone's going to come to him doesn't mean he's not going to use you to help them come to him. So like I definitely would have a passion for missions and definitely be open to being a missionary if God called me to. And maybe he's going to use me. Maybe that's how he wants to use me in the story to evangelize to other people.
Yeah, it's cool. 'Cause yeah, I know God is the perfect writer, and and he that probably wasn't a good question to close with, I don't know, but that's kind of one of my last questions there for you. And my note, like you already mentioned that you have another book in progress, but one of my closing questions asked was just, do you have any more books in progress?
Yep, The Reflections. It should be releasing in spring of 2022. It's a dystopian book about, it's a dystopian Christian novel about a girl who gets chosen to compete, or a group of teenagers who get chosen to compete for a spot at the world's last formal education, the formal university. And basically, they're under the impression they get to go home if they fail, and that is not true. They are offed. Yeah, and so the whole story is she's trying to figure out why God's letting this happen. She's at the beginning of the story, she's not a Christian, but her dad was, and so she's trying to figure out what faith is through it, why God's letting stuff like this happen. Some of the other characters are Christians, so just that would be more of the faith part of it. But the overarching plot is, yeah, they're competing. It's like really intense SATs. Yeah.
Yeah, this sounds like an interesting book. I can't wait for that to be released, and I can't wait to read that. So for anyone who's listening to this podcast and who's interested to learn more about you, where can they find out more about you? And or yeah.
I'm on Instagram at eksiever.author, and I have a website at it's hold on. It's eksiever.wordpress.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be sure to share links to your stuff in the description of this episode. Yeah, that's everything. Thank you so much for being a guest on my podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, it's me, NCR, here again. The episode's just about over, but it's not over yet. I have a few sentences, if you want to call them that, or quotes that I wrote down in my notes that I'll just read directly to you, because if I don't just read them directly to you, I'll just blabble on about it. And just a few key kind of points just that I want to share. We may not be free to choose what happens to us, but we are free to choose how we react. And so, you know, I don't know if you've gone through, experienced difficulty in your life, experienced a hardship. And we never want bad things to happen to us, but we are free to choose how we react to them. Next thing that I just wanted to say is that freedom is interesting. You know, I may be free, but that also means that someone else may be free to take away my freedoms. We as free human beings need to learn how to work together, but we're free not to work. We're free not to work together. And then another big thing. These are just random notes that I hope they make sense. And I know I'm free not to make any sense in my podcast. And the topic of freedom is interesting in relation to Christianity and spirituality. I need to do more research for my podcast and to make it more profitable and more worthwhile listening to. But that's why I have such amazing guests for it. So my guest on the show was amazing today. And I have not been doing my homework like I should for this podcast and doing the research I should. But a few more statements I want to say here. I know. I just like... Okay, this one's good. Like, my last two sentences that I said might have not been as good, but this one's, I think, really good here. So, reading directly from my notes here. I think freedom may/can be an illusion. You may be free from something, but what are you serving? And if freedom is illusion, and if freedom is an illusion, maybe bondage is too. The secret sin you're struggling with, you're not a slave to that. And so, powerful statement right there. See, I told you it's gonna be good. You know, I don't know if you know who you are. Like I said, listening to this podcast, I don't know whether you've experienced a hardship, but I don't know. Also, I don't know whether or not you maybe are struggling with a secret sin. And you feel like it's impossible for you to quit it. It feels like you're enslaved to it or whatever, but you know, you're not a slave to sin. There's lots of good verses in the Bible. Like I said, I did not do my research for this. I've been slacking up on my podcast, and so I feel bad. I mean, some of my episodes may not have been as good quality because I'm not getting into God's word enough on my own, but I do have some verses that I want to share with you. I did some research, but I'm just like, I know there's a verse in the Bible that talks about us not being in bondage to sin and all that, and I don't know how that's related to this podcast. So let me move on. Okay. My last question for you, whoever is listening to this podcast, is does being free mean being wild and sinful? Because, and I think my guest touched on this a little bit, but, you know, when you think about freedom, let me just read this verse to you here. So I do have a verse for this point here. Romans 6:15. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. So that kind of answers that question, you know. Just because we're free, like, yes, we're free to be bad, we're free to be sinful, we're free, doesn't mean that we should. I mean, why would you want to sin? That's about it for this episode here. I do have, you know, if you've been a long-time listener, you know that I have verses of the week to share and song of the week. So I'm going to share those soon. But I do just want to say that if you enjoy listening to the Sunshine Podcast, make sure you follow me on social media. And once again, I do want to say that I'm going to have links to my guests' stuff in the description of this podcast. Also, I'm going to have, I don't know if I've been including this, a link to where you can read the Sunshine Podcast on some media, because I have like 1, 2, 3, 4 other horse jokes besides the one I told, and I could read them off to you and tell them to you right now if I wanted to. But you can read those horse jokes if you go to Medium, find the Sunshining Podcast on Medium, and read the Sunshining Podcast notes on Medium. And I mean, it's not like I have like the entire thing written out, but I have like the verses of the week written out there, the song of the week written out, these jokes written out there, a few other things just written out there. So I encourage you to read the podcast notes and just because. And follow me on Medium. Let me move on and share some verses that are just kind of related to this topic of freedom. This is an interesting one in Psalms 119, verse 45. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. So this is the King James Version. So it's the word liberty there. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I don't, you know, earlier when I was taking notes and I was, just found that verse. I wasn't planning to say anything about that verse, but as I'm thinking about it, as I just read it to you, this thought came to my mind that, you know, if you break rules, you end up in jail, you end up in, you know, in bondage. And this verse says, you know, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. So when you obey God's laws, yes, you're kind of, you know, serving God, but, you know, you're not, at least you're not locked up. And we should never think of, and one thing I love about good stories, and I've read so many amazing stories in books, but I can't remember which ones exactly, because they're all like a gem on my mind, but I know that, you know, and even from God's word and stuff too, we see that serving God should never be thought of as like a pain. I mean, it's a joy. It's a pleasure to serve him. He's awesome. He's amazing. His yoke is easy. His burden is light. And there's things that, yeah, that's all I'm going to say on that. Another verse here. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Yeah. I love that this is a verse that my grandpa Dennison really liked a lot. And he liked how, the law was called liberty. And this kind of goes with the last verse that I shared there. Well, there's a verse in 1 Peter 2:16 that says, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. So that is interesting wording there. That is the New International Version there. And it says, and I'll read it again, live as free people, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as God's slaves. I really love that verse. And I love the wording there. You know, we're to live as free people. Because we are free people. But we're... Well, you know, actually, that verse is interesting because it says, live as free people. And then it says, live as God's slaves. So that's interesting. So, yeah, I mean, are we free people or are we slaves? But like I was saying earlier, like, you know, serving God is a joy. It's not like you're forced to. Because as I mentioned in a previous episode, just recently here, how the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. But love isn't something that can be commanded. It's a choice you have to make. Really good verses here. You know, you can never get enough of God's word. And I don't know how, you know, much you get into God's word on your own. But I encourage you to get into God's word today. I know I don't get into God's word enough. So I encourage you to, if you don't have a physical copy of God's word, encourage you to download the YouVersion Bible app. It's an amazing Bible app that, helps you to get into God's word. I love it. I try to use it regularly, but I have been missing certain days of using it and getting into God's word. And finally, I'm just going to close with that one verse that I read to you earlier. And then I'm going to share the song of the week. So what then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. And I know, you know, the topic of like free will and predestination is interesting. Some people love to debate. I don't love to debate. I love to agree with most everyone. Or, you know, but not really. I mean, yeah, I like to agree. I mean, yeah. But, so, I know, I asked my guests' opinion and thoughts on that. And I just want to say that God, I mean, God knows, and maybe, you know, maybe predestination is a thing, but you are free. See, you don't know what you're going to choose. See, you're free to choose God. You're free not to choose God. And you're free to sin if you want to. And you're free to not sin. And some people, another thing, this is kind of a whole side tangent, is that people believe that they've lived good lives, that they shouldn't end up in hell. But it's not about living a good life. It's about acknowledging God and having a relationship with God. But that's kind of a whole side tangent. That's not even on. Okay, so the song of the week, when my guest talked about God being, you know, a writer and writing a story, a song that came to my mind, immediately came to my mind, is The Artist by Rin Collective. Rin Collective is one of my favorite, worship groups. I really love Rin Collective, and that, the whole album that song, The Artist is from, the album, As a Family We Go. I love that whole album. I mean, I've listened to the album on repeat. I love most every song from that album. Another song on the album that's also really good, and this song has the word free in it, is the song Free as a Bird. So those are both really good songs. If you've never heard of Rin Collective, and if you've never heard those songs before, I encourage you to look up the songs, look up Rin Collective, and listen to them, because their worship is amazing. And also, speaking of worship, you know, last episode of the Sunshining Podcast Season 3 was on worship, so if you haven't listened to that episode yet, go back and listen to that episode about worship. I love to, you know, share godly resources, and that's why I love to have authors on my podcast, and that's why I encourage you to check out my guest's website and her book. And then also check out the song that I mentioned. Check out the YouVersion Bible app if you don't have a Bible app of your own. Well, that's it for this episode of the Sunshining Podcast. I want to thank you so much for listening all the way to the end. Till next time, my name is NCR, and I encourage you to find a quiet place where you can just think, pray, and get into God's Word.